project's focused on identifying what major diseases are responsible for decreased productivity in camels in East Africa, and starting the process of how do we make those veterinary diagnostic resources available in a manner that's culturally sensitive and allows easy access to them wherever these camels might be.
What are some of the ways you're doing that?
In phase one of the project that we're currently in, we're doing a needs assessment both of sampling a large number of camels for different diseases in terms of what diseases we can identify in the camels and what diseases are most prevalent. And concurrent with that, interview the camel herders and the pastoralists themselves and determine what diseases they view as being important to them. Those two methodologies don't always come up with the same list. There may be diseases that are extremely important to the pastoralist in the sense that if they get that disease, the camel stops making milk. But on a veterinary scale, we might look at a disease that kills the camel and say, well, that's more important. But in some level, if you have a disease that doesn't kill the camel but they stop making milk, that's equally important to the pastoralist that's relying on that camel for their food security. And so it's a double-pronged approach to addressing, identifying what diseases are present and common, as well as what diseases are important in the culture and in the food security from the view of the pastoralist, and then we'll use that information to develop potential interventions. Our response for one disease may be different than a response for a different disease.
How did you get involved with this project?
15 years ago, I started making trips to provide veterinary relief work in East Africa, initially focused on goats, and through 15 years of doing that, have certainly, developed an appreciation and a skill set on the camel side, just because of the importance of camels there. And if you go, if you're a veterinarian and you show up to do some veterinary work, you're going to work on goats and camels. These individuals, the pastoralists there, are so much more dependent on their livestock. It's, are your children going to survive another year because you have meat and milk to provide them? And so I think for myself and my team and the research project in general, this is as much about the health and well-being and food security of the East African pastoralist as it is about the animals. It's a culture where literally the line between livestock and life and death is so fine that by helping the camels, we have a huge impact on the health and well-being and food security of the families. It's not just about camel disease. It's about camel disease because it helps people.